This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news, legal, and supplement channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Robert Toller, managing partner at Toller Smith, a Los Angeles attorney who protects the nutritional supplement market from people who openly sell illegal steroids and amphetamines as sports supplements. Mr. Toller, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, tell us a bit about the problem of illegal steroids being sold right out in the open online and in the sports nutrition stores. How big is this problem and what's at stake here?
Well, there's really two sides to the problem. The first, as you mentioned, is over-the-counter steroids. What's popular now are mislabeled supplements that are labeled 10,000 different things that convert in your system to steroids, and as such have the same effects, and this creates a lot of problems for individuals' health in terms of acute health problems. It also creates chronic problems, and it also creates problems for competitive athletes as they test positive for certain compounds. So steroids are one side of the problem. The second side of the problem are amphetamines, and these are, again, typically compounds that are amphetamine analogs or isomers, and all that really means is that they also convert in your body to and have the same effect as amphetamines. Typically, you'll find these over-the-counter sold as what's called a pre-workout. I'm sure your listenership is familiar with that term, or at least certain segments of them, and fat burners, which are vastly more popular and are applicable to a wider swath of the population. But that is the problem, and the problem is growing due to lax enforcement, and the problem is very serious in terms of public health.
Now, Mr. Toller, how do these companies work, and why can they operate so openly, and where's the FDA in policing this problem?
Well, the FDA is limited by legislative will, the scope of their appropriations, and what their small office can do. Believe it or not, there's I've been told about eight people policing an industry of $32 billion. And that's the supplement industry I'm referring to, not just sports supplements. But when you consider their incentives, when you consider their ability to police it, it's just an impossibility. And the way the law is written, it provides massive incentives for individuals to get into the game, to cheat by selling these products that indisputably are effective and work in the short term, but that cause long-term problems in consumers who are unwitting and don't know what they're taking. I think it's one thing if individuals know exactly the risks and are informed and do their own research and are provided certain substances by a doctor. Many of these substances are, in fact, pharmaceuticals. But it's a completely different thing when you have people who just want to get fit and get in shape purchasing something that causes these long-term problems. So the FDA has largely been silent. They may send a few letters and things like that, but they don't strike fear in the minds of people who are operating multimillion dollar companies at the expense of the consuming public because their enforcement is intermittent and at best.
Also, what are the most common kinds of illegal supplements being sold right now, and how do they work, and what are the risk and known side effects? And do you know of any cases of someone suffering serious physical injury from illegal supplements that you could share with the listening audience today?
Absolutely. I know of several cases of individuals, but really too numerous to mention, individuals who have been harmed by this. When you take a pre-workout or a fat burner, the real problem is going to be acute problems with your heart, either heart arrhythmia, heart attacks. Seizures are often common. If you take something labeled as a mass builder or something to promote muscle growth, which, as you may not know it, would be a steroid, then the dangers are more for your liver, your kidneys, and your organs. A lot of people don't know this, but steroids make all muscles grow. And your heart is a muscle too. And so what happens is after long-term use, you'll find that steroid users have heart problems and end up having their lives cut short. So there are these short-term problems, and then there are also long-term problems that are confronted. Some of the products you might find, like I said, are fat burners. You might find these products in pre-workouts. This is in regard to the stimulants. And then you might find the steroids labeled as any sort of thing that promotes muscle growth. So it's very, very hard to discern exactly what you're taking.
And certainly appreciate your joining us to bring focus to this issue today. We are with Mr. Robert Towler, managing partner at Towler Smith, a Los Angeles attorney who protects the nutritional supplement market from people who openly sell illegal steroids and amphetamines as sports supplements. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News, legal and supplement channels are part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, how do you use the law to go after these bad actors, and how effective have you been in getting the courts to force these people to take these poisons off the market?
Well, law, as everyone I'm sure can assume, is a very, very long process. We've been very successful in taking entire categories of products off the market, and we use different laws to do that. Sometimes a party may be engaged in a racketeering activity, and there's a civil statute for that. If we have the evidence uncovered, we can pursue them for that. Oftentimes they've mislabeled their products. They'll commonly say that there is a popular shrub or some type of a tree extract or plant extract that is responsible for these stark effects. And in reality, that's a falsehood. So we will test products, we will determine what's in there, and we will pursue them based on that. That being said, the civil justice system, as many people know from popular culture, is a very, very long process. And a lot of these companies that are operating in the shadows have the luxury of being able to hire some of the top firms in the country to defend them, and are able to string the process out in certain instances. So it's a challenge for us, but we're doing what we can to eliminate these products from the market and create awareness in the consuming public, like we are today, about the real dangers that are out there.
Now, who is the market these people sell to anyway? And can you tell us something about the buyers and the sellers here? Who makes these supplements? Do the makers of these supplements have any medical backgrounds or qualifications that lets them experiment on customers with unapproved pharmaceutical research drugs? Love to hear your information on that.
Well, you'd be really surprised at how low those barriers to entries are. And certainly we've had cases where there's absolutely no training in sports nutrition. There's absolutely no training or education with respect to chemistry or biology. In fact, many of the players have high school degrees only, and yet they have the ability to purchase these products overseas, typically from China, test these compounds on their friends or, as you said, on the public themselves, and plainly steroids work, plainly amphetamines work to give you energy. So that's not the problem. But the people who are making them, like I said, you can be a 20-year-old fellow living in your mom's basement, and you can start a supplement company selling these types of products around the country. And so that's a scary thing. Now, the consumers typically fall into two categories, what I've seen. Either younger demographic that is image conscious for whatever reason and wants to look good. A lot of times with the steroids, you'll see middle-aged men going through midlife crises and things like that, and want to get in shape. And it may be something as simple as just being referred to it by your personal trainer at the gym. You may just be doing a Google search. It's dangerous for both of those categories of people, because, in particular, the older folks, because the body's less able to react on that age. They'll take steroids like testosterone and things like that that will have a profound effect on their body that can cause acute liver failure instantly. So you have this dynamic where there is a disconnect between the individuals making the product and the consumers, who have absolutely no idea how the product is made, what its effects are going to be on their body. And sometimes they suffer these grave risks because they haven't done the research, or they trust their personal trainer or what have you, whatever it might be, or they're persuaded by online advertisements or message boards. So it's a very dangerous situation for the consumer.
Mr. Towler, how can unsuspecting people protect themselves from these substances, and what should they know, and how should they read a supplement's label?
well, not to quote Nancy Reagan, but you know, the best thing is to just not do it altogether, right? Ultimately, there is a price to be paid by taking any sort of performance-enhancing drug. Fitness is really a matter of calories and things like that, and staying healthy. Obviously, people want to seek shortcuts in the short term. And so the best thing to do is not to try it. Now, if you're just at a retail store and you're looking at labels and you don't understand what you're reading, I would recommend looking at every single ingredient on the label. And these days we have the luxury of being able to look something up on your smartphone. If anything looks at all like something you've never heard about, or if they're promoting results that are not to be expected, then I would recommend not purchasing that product and sticking to typical products, the protein powders, the creatines. If you need some energy before a workout, you have a little caffeine. These products are very dangerous, and you really don't know what you're taking. So I would recommend staying away altogether.
And that's some real solid advice coming from you on this situation. We really appreciate it. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip or word here along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, all I'd say is that it's very tempting in today's world to take shortcuts and to take products that work and get really sucked into this world where in the end you're really just cheating your body. I would recommend just being very careful about what you ingest. Not only if you are an amateur who just wants to be fit or anything like that, but particularly if you're a competitive athlete. I mean, consuming the wrong product, even if it's mislabeled, it's going to be your fault. It's not going to be the company's fault. So I would recommend just being very careful about what you ingest.
Well, once again, Mr. Tyler, we certainly have appreciated all the advice and information shared here today to help our listeners be more informed on the seriousness of illegal steroids being sold online. Where can listeners get more information on your firm, and how could one be in touch?
Our website is www.towlersmith.com. That's TAULERSMITH. My email is rtowler@towlersmith.com.
Once again, Mr. Tyler, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you again for having me.
And you're welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Robert Tyler, managing partner at Tyler Smith, a Los Angeles attorney who protects the nutritional supplement market from people who openly sell illegal steroids and amphetamines as sports supplements. And for more information and for contact, simply visit TylerSmith.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Legal and Supplement Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.